Prärie Indie. So beschreiben Scenic Route to Alaska den Stil ihrer Musik, wenn sie nach einer Einordnung gefragt werden. Drummer Shay Connor, Bassist Murray Wood und Sänger und Gitarrist Trevor Mann kommen nicht aus Alaska, sondern aus Edmonton, einer Stadt in der kanadischen Provinz Alberta. Scenic Route to Alaska, das haben sie auf einem Straßenschild gelesen, fanden es irgendwie gut und machen seitdem unter diesem Namen Musik. Ich habe mich Ende November mit ihnen auf einen Kaffee getroffen, ein paar Stunden bevor sie im Stereo Wonderland ein kostenloses Konzert gespielt haben. Die meisten Bands, die einen weiten Weg nach Europa haben, klappern dann die wichtigsten Städte ab, um alles einmal abgedeckt zu haben. Barcelona, Berlin, London, Amsterdam, Kopenhagen und so weiter. Scenic Route to Alaska haben sich dagegen entschieden. Ihre Europatour besteht aus Konzerten in 12 deutschen Städten, 5 Gigs in Holland und einem Abend in Luxemburg. Danach geht's zurück nach Kanada. Frontmann Trevor erklärt mir, warum sie so vorgehen.
We're trying to kind of not start small, but we definitely want to make sure we don't just like do Germany poorly and then come back like 2 years later and not do it thoroughly again. So, and we also just love it over here. Like I was explaining on the walkover, it's just the people, the response, the venues. Everyone takes such good care of us. It's a very easy place to tour.
Und das nicht nur, weil Deutschland wesentlich kleiner und leichter zu bereisen ist als ihre Heimat Kanada, sondern auch, weil die Menschen hier anders mit neuer und ihnen unbekannter Musik umgehen.
I think there's such a culture for music in Germany and in Canada it's a little bit different. I think people are less open maybe and it's a little bit harder for people to come to see something totally new and buy into it right away. Whereas I think in Germany if there's a room full of people and they don't know who we are, a lot of them will like give us a chance at least and be like, hey, I want to have fun tonight, so can you help me have fun? And then we're like, hopefully.
From the first note at some of the shows we play, if people think it's going to be good, then they're immediately dancing and they're into it and having a good time. So people seem a little bit less reserved in a very good way.
Und im Stereo Wonderland war es an diesem Abend auch genau so. Die wenigsten dürfen Scenic Route to Alaska vor dem Konzert schon gekannt haben. Und trotzdem war das Publikum ab dem ersten Song am Tanzen und hat zu den alten Liedern und zur Musik vom neuen Album Long Walk Home gefeiert. Wie es der Name des Albums schon erahnen lässt, geht es inhaltlich viel um das Thema Heimat, Zuhause und darum, was das eigentlich ist.
Home doesn't necessarily have to be a certain place, and if you can find a way to be comfortable wherever you are, or even if you're not entirely grounded all the time. I don't know.
And the more we tour, the more we kind of make friends all over the world, and it feels really nice to like show up halfway across the world and see somebody who you met a year ago and you're like, hey, I know you, like we're friends and this is sweet. So it seems like that happens more and more when we've been touring. And so it's nice, like we go to Toronto and that's a 40-hour drive from our home, but we have so many friends there. And so it really kind of feels like settled.
Homestretch ist ein eher ruhigerer Track. Generell findet man auf Long Walk Home aber einige Lieder, die wesentlich schneller und lauter sind als die Musik von früheren Platten.
It was the first time that we'd worked with a real like hard-hitting producer before too. So we spent a week doing pre-production before we actually started recording all the songs and I feel like within that week we spent a lot of time choosing tempos and some of the songs that actually ended up being really upbeat were much less so when we first brought them to the table. I think that like Howard Redekop, the guy who produced it, he had a lot of say in how we should kind of present the vibe of each song.
It tends to just happen quite naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, the songs kind of pop out the way they do, and they don't change too much when we get into the studio, but definitely, like, we had that in mind, especially when we were working with such a big, or a bigger producer anyway, for sure. We were more conscious of tempos than we've ever been.
Yeah.
More conscious on making them bangers, so to speak.
Yeah, not too fast, but just the right speed.
Trevor, Shay und Murray sind zwar selbst erst 25 und 26, auf Long Walk Home beschäftigen sie sich trotzdem eingehend mit ihren ambivalenten Gefühlen zum Thema Altern. Auf der einen Seite steht die Unabhängigkeit, die mit dem Älterwerden einhergeht, und auf der anderen Seite der Verlust der Leichtigkeit und Vitalität. Trevor erzählt, dass er beim Schreiben der Texte das Gefühl hatte, in einer Art Quarter-Life-Crisis zu stecken.
A lot of those songs came from feeling like I didn't want to go down the same path, or very, no, I don't want to say stereotypical, because there's nothing wrong with it, but back home a lot of our friends kind of, you know, started getting office jobs and were working from 9 to 5 and, you know, starting to meet people and get married and talk about having kids, and as much as a part of me thinks that that's a good idea and very normal, a bigger part of me wanted to kind of just, you know, go back to being a little bit carefree and just doing what we all love to do, which is kind of tour around and make music and justify it by I guess being as busy as we can and being out on the road.
Vor 2 Jahren haben sie sich dann entschieden, ihre gesamte Energie nur noch in Scenic Route to Alaska zu stecken und sind seitdem Vollzeitmusiker.
And I definitely don't regret it. I think it was a good decision. We've had so many cool experiences that I feel like we would have missed out on otherwise. But we don't have day jobs or kids yet or houses. We all live together. So I've known Murray since I was 5 and Shay since I was 10. So it's like kind of like 3 brothers just trying to go out there and have some fun.
Cheesy.
It's very cheesy.
Das Negative ist also nicht das Altern an sich. Es geht nicht darum, dass sie wieder 13 sein wollen. Scenic Route to Alaska findet es einfach schade, wie viele Menschen in ihrer Umgebung mit dem Druck des Älterwerdens umgehen.
Like giving in is a bad thing. Like there's a lot of people who it seems like they have this dream and they're scared to follow it, and so they choose some other path. And like you see people who are really young in age, but they look so uninspired and defeated, and we kind of just didn't want to do that. We're still like, hey, we still have a shot at this, and we're still having fun, and we're still young, and let's go out and give it our all and try to make something happen.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it, for sure. If we do this for the next couple of years or for however long and it doesn't ever end up working out, whatever that means, I guess, whatever we set our goals to be, I'll never regret that. I'll never regret trying, at least. So, like, no matter how old you are, it's never too late to, you know, quit what you're doing if you don't like doing it and try and do something you like doing. Maybe that's a very, like, freewheeling approach to it, but I think that there's nothing wrong with that approach to things. As long as you're not harming yourself or other people, then do whatever makes you happy.
Und genau das machen Scenic Route to Alaska. Sie machen Musik. Weihnachten und den Winter werden sie jetzt erst einmal in ihrer Heimat Edmonton verbringen. Danach soll es aber weitergehen, mit neuer Musik und mit vielen weiteren Konzerten. Vielleicht kommen sie schon nächsten Sommer zurück nach Deutschland. Und bis dahin lässt sich das aktuelle Album Long Walk Home immer und immer wieder anhören.
www.kölncampus.com
www.kölncampus.com